pay for that visit.
How long can they, let me make sure I understand.
Right, can they just go through without a doctor's prescription or anything?
I'm not sure what you mean by how long.
Well, is there a time limit on it, a month, or is it just when they have passed? Okay, everybody, I see, I love it when I see everyone.
There we are, we're all here.
I suspect it doesn't matter how the patient gets to the PT, the practice of the PT, plan of care, goals, everything, you know, wrapping itself up in a nice tidy package is what determines how long a patient stays with the PT, not necessarily how they were referred or how they gained access.
For some reason, I was thinking they could go for a month and then they had to report to a physician, so I was incorrect.
No, there are some statutes that do require that, and certainly there are time frames whereby a patient has to be reevaluated. That I cover in a different module that has to do when does a physical therapist have to reevaluate a patient and report out, but unnecessary devices and treatment could be included to someone who continues treatment beyond the point of reasonable benefit.
So if, as a patient, if I go into a PT place and I have insurance, but I would prefer to pay cash, is that allowed?
I mean, that's not addressed in the PT law or rules.
No, I'm just wondering.
I don't really know the payment size. Somebody can certainly answer that, Karen.
Well, I mean, it depends on the contract that the patient may have with the insurance company, correct? Right. So your contract with Medicare would not allow a patient to pay cash and not utilize the Medicare. But you have to realize there's a big difference between payer policy, what they allowed for you to get paid, versus what statute says and how you practice. So in the direct access, a physical therapist can see any patient for any reason for anything without a physician referral. Whether or not the provider gets paid is entirely separate of the statute that allows that to happen.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry if you all knew the answer to this, but I just wanted to be clear.
No way. And Peggy, you raise a good point, which was if this was something that all physical therapists or assistants might have access to, the fact that there is no referral requirement, which means there's no restriction in Arizona, doesn't mean it shouldn't be a point brought up in a presentation about legal practice, which is you are not required to have a physician prescription for treatment. Mm-hmm. So I would certainly add that to something that had a more, you know, generic appeal. Good point.
Okay, thank you so much.
Peg, how many modules would you envision?
Well, the course, the afternoon of the course is all about going over individual records. So we really kind of have three modules. One would be kind of the jurisprudence or practice management. One would be patient care management. That's the supervision piece. And I think you could do a standalone module that would include the language of documentation. It may not have the same impact. Every single person who takes the course, and there have been about 208 people who have attended the course in the 8 years that I've been teaching it. But, you know, certainly I think just having access to the language, what does the law say about your patient care documentation? It would be nice if out of all of those pages of statutes and rules, we did have one place where they could get the language that's pertinent to patient records. And it's my hope that maybe I can present the other two modules to you. And if there's general interest in pursuing this as something the board might want to, you know, have available on the websites. I don't know.
Would you consider more modules, not the same content, but more modules? So instead of a 30-minute module, you'd have a 10 to 15-minute module.
It would be easy to do. I mean, I think I got that one done in about 20 minutes. So I would do whatever the board would like that they think would make this information more readily available to our licensees and certificate holders.
Yeah. I'm just thinking that somebody could go to the website and review a module on a very specific topic that they're interested in, rather than going through the whole 30 minutes for the 5 to 10 minutes they really want. But
I think that would be something fruitful to pursue. I try to identify whether there are licensing boards that do post educational content on their websites, and I'm kind of still looking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not commonplace. Doesn't mean it can't be done. And certainly, you know, for Arizona jurisprudence, it's only relevant what's done in Arizona, not whether somebody in, you know, a board in New Jersey posts educational modules, but I could see a place for it.
Do you or in your conversations with Karen, did you talk about this could be something that the board could use to require a therapist to do, or is this would you be able to get category A continuing ed for this, or is it not really gone that road down that road yet?
We haven't looked at it to that extent. Clearly, for category A, we would need approval by one of the category A organizations. Right now, my course is approved by the Arizona PT Association. That's an 8-hour course.
Or the board can deem that a module on its own website could count for criteria, except if you do that, you probably are going to want some kind of post-test or pre-test or exam or something that says that they've passed the course. But we haven't, Ms. Hiller, we're not, I think we can put video on our website. That's going to take ADOA to tell us whether we can do it or not. It's up to the board to decide whether or not they're interested in such educational modules. We certainly would have hundreds of different topics we could probably come up with if the board wanted to walk down that road of providing educational modules to our licensees and certificate holders.
And maybe the board wants a little bit more research into this. Are there other health professional boards in Arizona that do have educational modules on their website? You know, we haven't gotten an AG's opinion yet about whether that's the kind of content we post on our website. So this was kind of the stimulus for the start of the discussion. Lots of questions are unanswered, but is there interest in on the board?
I guess Kelly. Sorry,
I think I believe we would have to. The board can't like make a motion or do anything. I don't believe that this time.
No,
put it on an agenda for a future meeting.
I just want to say I'm super grateful for even just the opportunity. I mean, it's been a topic talked about at the FSVT, the other boards, about some boards across the country do have resources on their website. We talked about early on a couple of years ago, just having, you know, the board not just being a regulatory board, but a resource to our constituents. And so I think anything that we can, so frequently things that come in front of us are just lack of or poor implementation or, you know, of just education. You learned it, you passed a little jurisprudence exam, and then you never go back to it again, you know, and they don't just go in and read them. They're not, you know, so I love that we potentially might consider having some resources to beef up easy access to a licensee or someone who's certified, you know, to improve their practice or understanding of the statutes.
I can see lots of opportunities for people who, you know, if I was an employer of a physical therapist, I would have all of my new employees take such a module.
Yes, absolutely. You know,
you've passed the jurisprudence, but I want you to get it again. And
yes,
I might even require it to be done on a yearly basis or whatever. I mean, yeah. I like the idea that they're supported, you know, and that, you know, and it covers, you know, it covers some basics. If you wanted to get more in depth, then you could take the second half from PEG, where they'd actually bring in and actually have examples and talk about the minutia of documentation. So,
Mr. Harris, is it appropriate, because the board generally doesn't have to vote on what's on the website, is it appropriate for them just to give staff direction to pursue educational modules?
You can certainly do that. One of the things, though, that I would ask, because we are drifting off the agenda, is that we put this on a future agenda so that we can have a more substantive and open discussion on any future direction the board may want to go with these educational opportunities.
So if the board directs, we can put that on the October meeting agenda.
Help me understand what that meaning, how it's different than what we've just done. I mean, is it open up to motions and things like that?
It does, but also it properly puts it on the agenda, and there will be a little bit of a redo, but it's not really on the agenda for the discussion. The only thing that's on the agenda today is for that for the in-service that okay. provided.
All right. Well,
I'd like to.
Sorry to be a buzzkill.
No. Do you want to make a motion, Peggy?
I kind of just wanted to ask Peg something,
which is
kind of off the subject, but it has to do with being in a clinical area. You see techs, for instance, doing a lot of things, ultrasound, whatever. I've always wondered why PTs didn't have to show documentation that they trained that tech to do that, and they've seen them do that satisfactory.
Interestingly enough, in a prior version of our statutes, and I think it hasn't been there since the 80s, they did require a skills checklist to be submitted, for employees, but that's no longer required. But there was a time when the law required a skills checklist for delegation.
Thank you.
Well, I would like to direct Karen to put this on the October agenda so that we can have, if there are motions, or we can have a further discussion and take this to the next step.
Okay, I'll move it
to the October agenda.
Thank you, Peggy. That was interesting.
Thank you all for your attention. I didn't see any squirming, and I didn't see anybody get up and leave.
All right, so we are on item 5C, review and discussion, provisional licensing certification, and license, those in licenses up through July.
Well, that's just the information for you for the work of the past month. So as you can see, we're busy. And we had one more provisional license turn active, so that number changed by one.
Before we started the meeting, the notices for audits will be going out soon, correct?
Today or tomorrow.
All right. What's the deadline that they have to submit things?
So the procedure for audits is that every single letter is sent by certified mail. I know you all wanted to do those addresses with us. I know you did. It has to be sent out by certified mail. The 30-day time period per statute starts upon receipt of the letter. So when they sign for the certified mail and we get that card back, we know the day that they've received notification, their time clock clicks from that moment.
Okay.
For 30 days forward. We have asked them to only submit by electronic versions and not to mail any of their certificates to us, and have provided them all the information to submit electronically.
Okay. All right.
We audited 200 individuals, 120 PTs, 80 PTAs.
Okay. Are there any other things? There's a few public still left. Call from the public for anything? Then I will entertain a motion for adjournment.
I second.
I want to thank all the staff for renewing all the licenses and certificates. Good job.
We did a great job. Okay, so the motion is to adjourn. Thank you all very much for your time. Dr. King?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. Castillo?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
The meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.
Okay. Stay safe, everyone.
See you guys next time.
Bye.
Judy, I think you're muted. Who
Who did the first and second for the adjournment?
I got Josh first and Bastillo second.
Okay, so Greer and Bastillo. And then
they all shouted at once. So
okay. So and then for the agendized item for next board meeting, what do they want to put on for the next meeting?
They want to have further discussion. Well, they moved the Lewis thing to the October one.
Yep.
That's not what you're talking about. You're talking about this deal with PEG. So they yeah. want it placed on the October agenda to have discussions about board providing educational modules on the website.
Providing educational.
Hey, ladies, can you still hear me? This is Mark Harris.
Hi, Mark. Yes.
Hi, Mark.
Hi. Is Karen still on?
She is not.
Oh, no. Okay. Do you need me for anything?
No, we're good.
Okay. Can I ask that we just maybe modify that last language?
Oh, on which one?
The one that you're talking about, the educational modules. Would
oh,
it be okay?
Sure.
Would
yeah,
it be
sure.
okay if mm-hmm. we said something like board review, discussion, and possible action regarding posting educational modules to its website as opposed to like sponsoring or hosting okay. or anything like that? Because
board review and discuss?
Right. Review, discussion, and possible action regarding posting educational modules to its website, to the board's
okay.
website. Do you think that captures it?
Yes,
I do.
Okay.
Mark, can I ask you a question about that?
Sure.
Because I just think it's going to go, this is Judy, I just think it's going to kind of go this direction.
Mm-hmm.
Simply because with education, it's easier to kind of put them on.